John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios once again with the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show, and we're making this into a two-part series. Last week we had a great show, and we're going to kind of continue last week's show.
We didn't get very far in our conversation. We talked about what to do if you think your internet is slow.
Yep. Now, the reason for that, Teresa, is because Paul asked too many questions.
That's okay. That's what, you know, you represent our customers, okay. So that's good. So just to review what we talked about last week, if you think your internet is slow, it might be that your Wi-Fi is slow, okay? So you could check and see if you have a slow internet by
using cable.
By using a cable, plugging in an Ethernet cable to your computer, and check if that is fast and your Wi-Fi is slow, then you know it's the Wi-Fi's problem. You could also look at your router. If you have a very cheap router or an old router, you might need to replace that. And then the last thing we talked about was doing a speed test on your computer. You can go to speedtest.net and figure out how many megabytes per second your upload and your download speeds are.
Yep.
And then you can decide how much you need based on what you do. And then check your plan with your service provider and see what you're paying for.
I found that interesting last week, Teresa. If I'm paying for 50 megabits, but I'm only getting 10, then something's wrong.
Something's wrong. And they, you know, their equipment is prone to failure just like everybody else's. You know, so it happens, and they won't come and fix it without you telling them, "Hey, there's something wrong."
Right.
So now at this point, now we're assuming that you're on Wi-Fi. Is that kind of correct?
Yep.
You know, from this point on. And, you know, back in the day, it was all 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi speed. And that's the frequency, you know, remember in school, you learned about the frequencies and things. And that's a pretty wide bandwidth as far as the way the frequency goes. So that means, you know, a little slower the waves, the farther it can go. It can penetrate walls and things like that, whereas the new 5 gigahertz stuff is much more choppy, up, down, up, down.
Yep.
And those go farther, they're faster, but they also don't go through walls quite as good. So some people get a new router, they've had an old 2.4 forever, and then they get a new one at 5, and all of a sudden they can't connect in their basement or something. And it has to do with just the you know, the frequency, the waves don't get to that part as well.
So, and usually when you look, when you search for your Wi-Fi router, you'll have a choice of the two. They'll both be visible, and you can choose which one you want based on on what you're doing.
And so I usually recommend people to try the 5 if they can. You know, if their TV works on it, it'll be a faster stream. It'll be less of that buffering thing if they're on that marginal lower bandwidth thing. So that's kind of a little overview of what the wireless looks like.
Okay. All right. And a lot of times, you know, you go back to that old favorite. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Okay, if you are running into problems, your router might just need to be restarted. So you go and unplug it from the wall, wait 30 seconds, plug it back in, and then you'll see all of those lights lighting up again. And it takes a while, so you got to wait till they're all lighting up. And if they all come on like you're supposed to, then it should be working like it's supposed to. And a lot of times that'll do it. I mean, we have to do that probably a couple times a year.
Yeah,
we've mentioned this many times on the show. If you're having a problem with your computer, try restarting it. That fixes a lot of problems.
And a lot of people don't know where their router is, or that, you know, their modem or their router. You know, it's where the internet comes into the house. It's a little box. Right? It's usually by your TV, or maybe it's in your basement.
Where the phone comes in, or used to come in their house.
Mine's in our basement.
So. Yep. And if you get it through the television service, it's usually, you know, around that type of gear.
I ended with this question last week, and you said you were going to answer it this week. So let's see. You know, when I start my computer up, I mean, it's on all the time, but when I wiggle the mouse to start it up and I hit enter to get it going, man, it takes forever. It just buffers a lot. But once it catches up, and I'm able to get in my email and Facebook and stuff, then it's fast. Mm-hmm. But it takes forever. Why?
And that doesn't have to do with your internet. Okay? And we're going to get there, Paul. You just need to be patient. Come on.
It's down on the list.
It's on the list. We'll get there.
All right.
So, I promise.
Yep, go ahead.
So, if you've reset your modem, you might just need to put your modem in a different place. Like John was saying, sometimes, you know, it won't get all the way to the other side of the house, or it won't get from the basement to, you know, wherever. And so... sometimes
can you buy a booster thing or something?
And yeah, if that doesn't work, you can buy a booster. Okay. And we do sell those. And that you kind of put halfway between the modem or the router and where you want it to get. And it just boosts the signal. Yeah.
What we did, actually, we ran an Ethernet cable upstairs from the basement where it comes into the house. And then we have the wireless router upstairs. And it's on the China hutch higher up in the air, because that seems to cover better inside the house up there, because in the basement, you know, it bounces around and the cement and all these things, and it doesn't necessarily get all the way upstairs. You know, we got the upstairs bedrooms and stuff, and by having it there, it seems to work better.
Yeah, and just keeping it out in the open instead of like in a cupboard or, you know, in some closed space. So that's something, so you can see if it's in a bad spot, or you can get those Wi-Fi extenders. They are pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Extenders, that's what they're called. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. What else if your computer's running slow?
Well, sometimes I've had some weird things over the years. Some types of fluorescent lights used to interrupt the frequency. We've had some large copy machines before. When they're running, it would emit some frequency.
Wow.
Because, again, with the curves, like I was talking, the bandwidth and everything, it's all in frequency. And if you've got something that is in that same frequency,
radio,
it'll interfere.
Maybe that's why I have a streaming service for my TV. Mm-hmm. Every time we run our microwave, freezes up.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
It's throwing out something in that basic range of that frequency, and it's just breaking it up. And then when your microwave quits doing that, everything comes back on.
Fine,
yep. That's what's happening.
I did not know that.
Oh, frustrating.
Yep. Learn something new every day. So now we're going to get to the things, Paul, that you're talking about.
Good. Okay? Finally.
So you might think your internet's slow, and it might not be and have anything to do with your internet. It might be just your computer itself. So there's things that can slow down your computer that will make you think your Wi-Fi isn't working well. First of all, you might have a lot of background programs running. When you turn on your computer, like you said, Paul, it takes a while for everything to get going. Everything, it's like, what's happening in the background that's causing that? And some of that is normal stuff that has to happen. But some of it are programs that the computer is booting up, and they sit in the background so that when you click on the button to use them, they're right there. Okay? So instead of clicking on a program and waiting a couple seconds for it, it's instant. But in the meantime, when you start it up, you might have 14 programs that are starting up all at the same time.
That's going to take time.
And that's going to take time. Mm-hmm. So I usually go into the startup programs. There's a way, you know, you can just Google or search for startup programs, and you can go in there and you can disable them. Now, that doesn't turn the programs off. It doesn't mean you can't use them. It just disables them from starting up when you turn your computer on.
Okay. And the same thing happens when it's in sleep mode. When it goes to sleep and then you wiggle it, it's still got to load all that stuff before.
That's what happens with mine. It's always in sleep mode. We hardly ever turn our computer off.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing.
Yep.
But I would recommend turning off your computer once in a while. You know,
once a
I
week?
Usually tell people once a week. Yep.
Yep.
You got that.
Yep. Got to do those Windows updates.
I learned
updates,
that from you guys many years ago.
Yeah.
And then there's all, you know, the physical problems that could happen with a computer too. A lot of times when a hard drive starts to get tired, you know, it's, think of how many times that thing has turned in the last 5 years, you know, and when they start going bad, they don't just, sometimes they just quit, but most of the time they start slowing down, and it's really subtle at first, but then it gets worse and worse. And we've done a number in the last couple of weeks, the same situation. My computer's so slow, and we check it, and there's not that much running on it, but it's just slow in responding. Mm-hmm. And we put a new solid state drive in it, and it's like, whoa, this thing's like new again. So
and we do have tests that we can do to determine if it's, you know, your hard drive.
I know one time I brought my computer in for you guys to clean out, and I was happened to be in your shop, and you took the back off, and I saw all the dust and all the,
yep.
the fur balls.
And that's the other
how
thing.
How packed it was. I go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, I do, my wife does dust and clean.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but it's but sucking
it so,
in,
oh, it's so
you
dirty.
Know, to cool off the.
Made it hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the other thing, is to just, maybe it needs a cleanup. You might have some viruses that are slowing things down, some malware. And so if you just do a cleanup, a physical cleanup, and, you know, getting all the junk out of there, that'll really It'll make a difference, too. Up.
Yeah, and it is kind of our spring cleaning season. We haven't really talked about that much on the radio, no. but we often tell people in the spring, that's kind of a spring cleaning thing. Bring it in, we'll blow it out, we'll check it over, and get you ready for the upcoming year.
All right. Yeah. Good advice.
When it finally warms up.
Yeah. Spring is coming.
Yes. It is. It's getting better. But.
All right. Did we go through everything then?
We did. We got All through right. everything.
And if people have more questions about how can they speed my computer up or why is it so slow, they yep. can get contact you.
Absolutely. Stop in and see us on Main Street, Madison. We are right across the street from United Prairie Bank. Or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or you can send us an email message at support@ruralsolutions.com.
That was a lot better than last week, John.
Yeah.
I won't fire you
I've been
yet.
Practicing all week.
All right. Give them a call or send them an email. And thanks, John. Thanks, Teresa.
You
thanks,
betcha.
Paul.
All right. That wraps up our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show for another week with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions Incorporated here in Madison.